الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, there is a hidden sickness which is called mudahanat. Literal meaning of the word mudahanat is softness. Person sees that sins are happening and evil activities are taking place, while he has power to stop it, he does not stop. Or in matters of deen, where he is able to support and aid, he does not support. And he does not show courage to take an action. That is called mudahanat. Or for any worldly reason, he shows softness in the matter of deen, or he prefers to stay silent and keep quiet. This is called mudahanat, and this is a sickness of soul. This is the disease of soul, and it is hidden sickness. It needs to be diagnosed and treated. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 79, كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. Whatever bad they did, not preventing one another from wrongdoing, they definitely used to do evil things. صدر الأفاضل حضرت علامہ مولانا سید محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی علیہ رحمت اللہ الحادی writes in خزائن العرفان under this آیت that it is proven from this آیہ that نہی عن المنکر which means stopping people from evil activities is واجب, is compulsory. And to refrain from stopping the evil is a severe sin. There is a hadith mubarakah in Tirmizi Sharif that when Bani Israel engaged in sinning, first the ulama of Bani Israel stopped them, but people did not stop. They continued sinning. Then those ulama also joined them. And in eating, drinking, sitting, standing, they became their associates, their friends. And the result of their sinning and their injustice, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his curse through Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam on Bani Israel, including their ulama. Hazrat Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who does mudahanat in hududullah, in the limits of Allah, which means that when he sees something happening against Sharia, while he has power to stop it, he does not stop it. His example is of that people who made a draw in riding the boat. So in that draw, in some people's share was the upper part, and in some people's share was the lower part of the ship or the boat. And the people who were down, they had to come up to take water. So instead of coming up every time to take water, they thought it's going to be difficult for us and difficult for people who are on top. And they took an axe and they started making a hole in the lower part of the boat. And the people who were up, they came down to find out what is wrong, why you people are doing this. They said that it is because we have to come every time on top, we trouble you and we trouble ourselves. So we thought, let's make a hole and we will take the water from the bottom. And if the people on top did not hold their hand and did not stop them and did not save them, then the people in the bottom, they would also be destroyed, and the people on top would also be destroyed. So this would be destruction for everyone. So this is a beautiful example given, that when person is doing an evil, if it is in our power to stop them, we must stop them. Otherwise, they will be destroyed, and we who have the power to stop them and we did not stop them, we would also be destroyed. Mudahanat means when you see an evil deed and while you have power, you do not stop them, or because of any worldly reason, you choose to keep quiet. This is haram and this leads to Jahannam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, writes in his book Neki Ki Dawat on page number 580. There's a beautiful story that Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullah al-ghaffar says that it is reported that there was an alim in Bani Israel, and he used to make ijtima' in his house. A lot of people would get together and listen to his talks and his bayans. One day, his young son looked at a young woman and he flirted with her with the indication of his eye. And this alim looked at it. And he said to his son, "Be patient, O my son." And while he said that, he fell down from the stage on his face on the ground. And his bones were broken. His wife was pregnant and she had miscarriage. And his sons were in war and they got killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wahi to the Nabi of that time that give this news to the alim of that place that a Siddiq will never be born in his progeny. So he only got angry this much for me that he said to his son, be patient. It means that he should have stopped him and he should have adopted a hard way to stop his son from this evil act. In this ayah karima, the word Siddiq is mentioned, and Siddiq is the highest category amongst awliya Allah. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our Huzur Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Siddiq. So that means that awliya, pious people, would not be born in your progeny, in your nasl, because you did not get angry when your son did something against the had, against the limit of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, there are three reasons for mudahanat. We will discuss these reasons and the treatment of this sickness as well. The first reason is jahalat, which means ignorance. That person does not know the importance of amr bil ma'roof, that means neki ki da'wat, and nahyun anil munkar, stopping people from evil. There are several conditions and situations one should have the knowledge about it. Since he doesn't have knowledge about it, so he gets engaged in the spiritual sickness like mudahanat, that when he sees that an evil is happening, he does not stop. Or where he could help deen, where he could strengthen, where he could strengthen deen, he does not do that. He does not use his power. He does not use his influence. He does not use his authority. Its treatment is that one should get the knowledge of all these different situations and learn at what place, at what point, in what condition, at one place, at one point, in which condition he has the power to stop and he is not stopping. So when he has the knowledge, he would be able to make right decisions. In this regard, one should read the book of Peer-e-Tariqat, Shaykh-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, Bani-e-Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadiri, Razvi, Ziyai, Neki ki Dawat. The first volume would be very useful because all these different conditions are discussed when it becomes necessary for a person to stop people from evil and when it is not necessary. So when it is in your knowledge, you will be able to make right decision and you will get rid of this spiritual sickness which is called mudahanat. And indeed, ignorance is the main reason for doing many wrong things, because you don't know your choices. You don't know what you should do and what you should not do. Ignorant person is like a blind person who does not know his way, who does not know his path. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the mahal of Dawat Islam, in the environment of Dawat Islam, these facilities are there. So many trainings are given, so many courses are taking place, and so many books that are written by Amir Ahl Sunnat and many other books of our great scholars, and including the books of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazil Barelvi Nabbarallahu Marqada'u, are at Maktabatul Madina that you can obtain and you can study and you can read and prepare yourself to fight all these hidden diseases. Second reason of mudahanat is qurabat. That means rishtedari or relationship. When person sees that a person is doing something wrong and he is closely related to him, and while he has the power to stop that individual from doing wrong, he does not stop him. He does not stop him for different reasons. Maybe he is too lenient towards his family. He is too soft towards his relatives. And he does not use his authority, and he does not stop those who are under his care from evil. The treatment of this reason and this sickness is that one should make his madani mind that Shariat has made me mukallaf, duty bound, that including myself, I should stop my relatives from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I should make sure that I'm saved from the hellfire and my family is saved from the hellfire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Ya yuhallatheena amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahdikum nara. O believers, protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. And one should think that these relatives have rights over me. They have hukuk. And one of the haq and one of the right is this, that when I see them doing wrong against Sharia, doing an evil act, and it is known to me that this is an evil act, and I know that when I stop them, they will refrain. So he must stop them. It becomes necessary for the person to stop the other family member from doing wrong. And if I don't do that, for example, then it is possible that I might even become partner in that sin. And what if I'm caught on the day of judgment? And what will happen? How would I face that situation? One should also make his madani mind that if I did not stop him from an evil, and the very same relatives, they caught me on the day of judgment, and they said that he is responsible for our wrongdoings because he saw us doing wrong, he did not stop us. He was the person of authority in the house. He did not stop us from doing the wrong. And if this complaint is accepted as a valid complaint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with that, then what would be our situation and what would be our condition? So we must fear that day. And do not worry about the displeasure, temporary displeasure of our family members. They might not like that you are stopping them from things. They might think that you are taking your freedom away. Like for example, you the father, or you the mother, and you have children. And those children are doing evil things. And you know that as father or mother, you have the authority to stop them. But after seeing all the evils that are happening, you don't use your authority. You don't stop them. And you don't get angry. You don't show displeasure and let them carry on doing that. And they will be caught on the day of judgment for their wrongdoings. And you will also be partner to that. You will also be sharing part of that sin because you had the authority to stop them and you did not stop them. Third reason of mudahanat is worldly reason. That because of some worldly benefit or because of some worldly reason, person does not stop another person from doing evil acts and evil activities. And the treatment of this reason is that one should keep the worldly purposes in front and also keep the ukhrawi, the purpose of hereafter, in front as well. And one should give preference to the purpose of akhirat than giving preference to the purpose of the dunya. And keep in mind that those who give preference to dunya over deen, they are inviting the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a reason to enter the hellfire. And it is one of the reasons to have a bad end at the time of death. That person gives preference to dunya over deen. There is danger that maybe that person's iman could be snatched away, taken away, destroyed at the time of death, because he gives preference to the matters of dunya over deen. Keep in mind that dunya is temporary and akhirat is permanent. Undoubtedly, it is not beneficial if one gives preference to something which is temporary over permanent. And this would not be the action of an intelligent person. Only a fool will do something like this. Undoubtedly, the wise decision would be of that person. An intelligent person would be that who keeps himself busy in the matters of dunya up to the extent that he would live in the dunya, and he keeps himself busy in the matters of akhirah up to the extent that he has to live in akhirah. And of course, the akhirah is very long, so the person, intelligent person, would be spending a lot of time in preparation of akhirah. To give preference to dunya over deen, over akhirat, is one of the dangerous tricks and attack of shaitan and deception. One should continuously keep seeking refuge in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal about this harmful disease of mudahanat. One should also make his madani mind that something that is temporary and that is the worldly benefit or worldly purpose, because of that, I'm not stopping from an evil. Whereas, if I stop people from evil, I will get reward of it, I will get thawab, and this would be beneficial for me in the dunya and in the hereafter. So an intelligent person will not give preference to something which would give you some apparent benefits in the dunya only, over something which would give you benefits in the dunya and in the akhirat. So let's try to be intelligent people. Let's try to make the right choices. And the right choices are these, that when we see an evil, and we have the power, and we have the authority, we must stop that. And we must not engage ourselves with this disease, with this sickness, which is called mudahanat, which is softness towards the sin and towards the evil doings. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, after listening and understanding this topic, it is very alarming, and we need to judge our situation and we need to judge our condition if we are not caught up in this sickness of mudahanat. A story comes to mind that a neighbor would launch a complaint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. And he will say that, My neighbor was dishonest with me and I need justice. The neighbor would be called in and he will be questioned. That your neighbor says that you were dishonest with him. You need to clear yourself. Do you find yourself guilty? Or you want to defend yourself? So he started defending himself. And he said that how come he says that I was dishonest about him? Yes, I was his neighbor. I was never dishonest in his family matters. I was never dishonest in the matter of his honor and izzat. I was never dishonest in his wealth. So why does he regard me as dishonest person as being his neighbor? Now this person who launched the complaint, he says, yes, I agree. He was never dishonest with me in my family matters, in my matters of honor and izzat, and in my wealth. He never stole my wealth. But when he saw me doing wrong things, he never stopped me. He never gave me da'wat of goodness. He never did amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. So his blood did not boil. He did not get angry. He did not get upset when he saw me doing the wrong things. Unfortunately, this has become our way and attitude. We satisfy ourselves by saying, it is not my business. If my brother is gambling, if he is doing something wrong, if he is committing evil acts, we say, it's not my business. We don't give da'wat. We don't stop him. We don't invite him. Even if we have authority, even if we know that as a well-wisher, if I give him an advice in a nice way, he will accept that advice. We don't do that. There are so many evils happening around us, in our neighborhoods, in our friendship circles, at our business places, at our factory, at schools, at colleges, in departments where we work. There are so many people who are influenced by us, in our own family where we are authoritatives. But mudahanat, this sickness, has captured our minds, our eyes, our hearts. But there are, alhamdulillah, people who understand this sickness of ruh, who understand this hidden sickness, and they identify and they tell us and they teach us and they educate us. Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, day and night is identifying these diseases and educating us. If you watch his Madani Muzakiras, if you listen to his talks and his advices, you will find hundreds and hundreds of these hidden diseases are discussed, and he gives treatments and he tells us how to get rid of these sicknesses. So do not miss Madani Muzakiras of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to treat this sickness and acknowledge and accept that we do have this problem and get ready to stop this problem and get ready to get rid of this mudahanat, which is softness and tolerance for evil and for bad things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast and firm on the deen. So we must become true and powerful supporters of our deen. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quraza nafs is indeed an enemy. Quraza nafs is indeed an enemy.